In our series about garden birds, common birds that are around us all the time that we might not be familiar with, we might not recognise, or we might not know their song, I'm joined by Angus Kennedy of Nature Northwest, and today's featured bird is the chiffchaff. And Angus, the chiffchaff is a very simple song you're going to play for us now. I suppose it looks like it looks very like a willow warbler, this bird.
It does. It's another one of our migrant birds. Comes up from Africa, spends its winter in Africa. It eats bugs. It's a member of the warbler family. So it looks very like the willow warbler. If you had the two in the hand, they'd look pretty much the same. But its song is the thing that marks it out for us as completely different species. It has that terribly simple little chiff-chaff song. In fact, that's where it gets its name. In Latin, its name means money changer, which isn't a bad name for it, because it does perhaps sound a little bit like coins flicking through the hand. The willow warbler is one of the very first birds to arrive in March time. They arrive up from Africa. So it's a real harbinger of spring.
Okay. And unusually, it's males singing to other males.
It's the males that sing. So when they land up around about the end of March, normally they arrive in Donegal. And the first thing they do is perch reasonably high up in a bush or a tree, and they start singing that little song. And it's to tell all the other males that this is their patch, this is their territory. And you'll have many, many thousands of chiffchaffs that arrive throughout the country, all claiming their little patch and territory. And if you have that song singing in your back garden or in your town park or near you, you'll know that bird will be there. Unless something happens to it, it'll be there right up into the summertime and have a little family there before it heads south again in September.
And with that nice little song along the way. But is that normal? Is that the norm for males to sing to other males, or is it males normally that would be singing looking for a mate?
It's the males singing, and the females do more of the listening in the bird world. The robins make an exception. Both the males and the females sing, but really singing is about territory. So the males sing at this time of year to mark out territory. All birds will chirp and tweet. They'll all chat to each other and communicate all year round. Birds are big communicators, but their song is usually only really heard, from kind of springtime really until about the middle of summer. And it's them marking out the territory. It's also telling the females that they're alive, they're healthy, and they're strong. So some birds will have longer songs as they get older, and the longer their song will show that they're a stronger bird that has survived more winters. But the chiff-chaff-chuff has that very simple little chiff-chaff song, and that's enough to tell all the other males that's its territory, and enough to tell the females that they're there and they're ready for breeding.
And where is it most commonly found?
Most commonly found, they go down to Africa in the winter, but they're all over Ireland as long as there's bushes and shrubs. So they don't like open ground at all. They like to have reasonably dense vegetation. So it's one of the reasons not to cut the hedgerows back too much. Keep them nice and tall. Leave some nice tall trees in them if you can, and you'll be rewarded with chiffchaffs arriving.
Okay, let's have another listen to the song of the chiffchaff. Angus, thank you.
Thanks very much.